Number one, this is a podcast for small to medium businesses. We're going to talk marketing, hiring, leadership, human resources, taxes, operations, everything you need to run your business better. Number two, the experts you hear on this show are going to give you easy to understand tips that you can put in place quickly. Number three, every day you gotta laugh. Life is too short to take it seriously all the time. This is 3 for 3. Let's go. Today's guest is Chuck Federle. He is the founder and president of TEC Direct Media in Chicago. The TEC Direct is a media planning and buying agency, particularly for the music and entertainment business, but also for the education, insurance, and financial industries. His clients include Sony Music Entertainment, Warner Brothers, and Universal Music Group, and he's been involved with the release of new albums for musicians such as Jay-Z and Alanis Morissette. Chuck specializes in a variety of online and offline media placement, and chances are that you've seen a retargeted digital ad or a billboard or some sort of advertisement that he's been involved with. His company does this so well with the development of his own media planning software, which he calls M3D, and that helps clients make the most of their placement budgets. And that's the topic of the show that he's going to bring to us today. Welcome to the show, Chuck.
Thank you so much, Kurt, for having me, and I really appreciate that introduction. That was beautiful.
Thanks. I know you got your start in the entertainment biz, and you worked at MTV and ABC in some of your early years. So tell us, how did you get involved in this direction?
Oh, that's a great question. I have just always loved media. You know, as a young person, I was that kid going to the movies once, if not twice a week. I would listen to the radio in bed literally all night long. I had my favorite magazine, Rolling Stone. I just loved media, loved being around it. And when I was in high school, I thankfully had an incredible guidance counselor who said, you know, you should look at media. You should look at some form of profession in media. And long story short, that led to a series of jobs. But they've all been in and around media from really all sides of the table.
Now, I'm sure you've got a few good stories to tell about that and about some of those early years hanging out with some of the bigwigs and the in some of those times there. But I want to get to some of the tips that you have today. I know firsthand that you do some really cool stuff with media planning, and you really help guide your clients in ways that they can make the most of their money. So we've got three tips here to start off with. Why don't you kick us off with number one?
Fantastic. My first tip is around media buying and negotiation, which is primarily what me and my team do all day long. And the tip is simple, but I want people to take this to heart. It is sharpen your negotiation skills and always ask for more. Okay, so let me set this up with a little background. Sadly, media buyers today are not talking to media sellers as much as they used to, right? And although some media buyers may like this, I don't care for it because nothing replaces a direct relationship with a media outlet, right? It's just great to have that one-on-one. And what's happening is obviously we're seeing a lot of media is now being purchased online, much as it's being transacted within an auction environment, which means we're bidding on time and space. And it's all done for the most part on computers. So there's less and less human interaction. So it's no surprise that maybe some of our negotiation skills are not as sharp as they used to be. So not everything is sold on an open auction, right? So there are still some media where you need to negotiate with your fellow human being and try to get the most that you can get for your budget or your client's budget. So my first tip again is sharpen those negotiation skills, always ask for more. Now what does that mean? I say just do a little bit of homework. Make sure you're prepared before you make that first inquiry or call to that sales rep at a station or at a publication or whatnot. Better deals are available. Everyone out there, please listen to that. Better deals are available. And sometimes all you have to do is ask. And negotiating a better deal doesn't always mean a lower price, in my opinion. It could mean a better position. in that magazine or newspaper buy. It could mean adding a few extra weeks to an insertion order on a billboard that you might be buying. And it could even mean bonus spots, what we call bonus spots on your TV schedule, literally extra commercials at no charge. The other things you can do when you're negotiating is make sure you ask for guarantees. Not all media outlets will give you these, but for example, did you know that when you make a local TV buy, the station should be guaranteeing at least 90% of the audience delivery? That's kind of industry standard. And if they don't deliver that they're supposed to offer you, you know, make goods or bonus units so they can hit that benchmark. And then lastly, you know, let's say you're a direct response advertiser. So you sell direct to consumer. You don't really have a big retail presence. You're selling more online or through catalog or what have you. Many sellers have media sellers have lower special rates for DR advertisers. So ask them for those rates. But you need to be careful with those because sometimes those rates, you know, don't come with guarantees. But again, overall, sharpen those negotiation skills, be informed, and ask for the moon because you will be surprised with what you can get.
That was a great tip, Chuck. So number one, ask for more, negotiate, think about, I think important to say is you think about what you want. Some people think when they negotiate, they just think, well, lower price, but there's so many other angles that you just explained that you can ask for. And I suppose that's one of the good reasons that you and I exist, that if you don't like to ask for more, don't know those kind of questions, then you need to work with someone that can help you with that.
That's a great point. And you know what? I should have included that because when the client, you know, the people that we work with, our clients tell us, you know, what their goals are, what are they trying to do? If we can communicate that to a sales rep at a station, a good sales rep, right, will hear this. They're there about selling their time and inventory and whatnot, but the better ones are really going to help you reach your client's goals. So if there's any little extras that they can do, they'll do it just for that long-term relationship and the positive outcome that everybody's looking for.
Great. Okay. All right. Are you ready to take us into number two?
I am indeed. All right. So number two, it's a little technical, but it's around attribution. And the tip is to improve your return on investment via better attribution. So just like my first tip, I want to set the table just a little bit and give a little context. So for years, when we go out and we plan and buy media, most media plans were measured by reach and frequency or GRPs or gross rating points, that is. Or cost per thousand, right? And the idea was the advertising worked by repetition and the frequency generated awareness and that created interest and hopefully aroused desire and then finally triggered an action. But it was often hard, right, to nail down what part of the advertising was responsible for driving sales. It's the old cliche, right? I know 50% of my advertising work is working. I just don't know which half. But with digital media, making these connections can be a little bit easier. So what's happened over the last several years is a want and desire for just better attribution across all media channels, right? Our clients are now seeing that they can really see a cause and effect with digitals, and boy, they'd like to see that across all media. So knowing how and where media is driving awareness, consideration, and ultimately, hopefully, a purchase is key, and attribution helps us do that. Several years ago, when we ran ads, let's say on TV, we might have tracked with an 800 number, instead of tags or pixels in today's world. We'd measure calls, maybe, instead of clicks. We would analyze response by day part, and creative, or by outlet. We would execute A/B testing. I mean, all these things kind of sound familiar, right, in what we're doing in the digital space. We would still do these things back in the day. We would consider quality of leads, and we would consider conversion rates, and we would measure the ROI. So what we're talking about now, we heavily rely on performance metrics, or what we call today KPIs, key performance indicators. So, this is kind of more cool media speak for what we measure and optimize, but Because everyone is so has become so action oriented with their media buys, which is a good thing in my opinion. Most clients just want to drive some type of action, and we need to attribute that action to the media placement that generated it. So here for an example, our digital media buying solution today includes a complete kind of conversion and ROI analysis. And so instead of a normal media post report or media recap that we would send our clients, our media strategists deliver what I like to call a sales report, right? It shows impressions served all the way through to hopefully a conversion or an acquisition. So I always like to tell people, you know, the next time you need to go to your boss and potentially talk about a media recap or a post report, he or she will probably roll their eyes and not really want to talk too much about it because it's, you know, to them, it's probably looked at as an expense. Tell them that you want to review a new sales report, right? This is the type of thing that attribution can help us do.
And let me ask you a question about that, Chuck. How regular do you see is a good point to look at a program and its campaigns for the reporting, for the attribution of it? You know, I'm sure there's some people that want to jump on it after a couple of weeks and say, hey, is it working? And then there's the folks that haven't looked at it for 6 months, and I think that's really goes to your point. Is there a magic time frame that is a good time to say, okay, I got to make sure I got to check this out and keep this top of mind?
It's a great question, and the answer is it varies for us. The simple answer I would give is it varies by the medium. For example, television. If we're doing some sort of promotion on TV, maybe that included a URL or a phone number or whatnot, usually within the first 24 hours, we're getting a pretty good read on that, right? And we could match back the spots that generated those calls or those inquiries. Programmatic buys, for example, in the digital space, take a little bit longer, it could be several days to kind of ramp up and get enough impression weight to kind of measure the different types of clicks and engagement that we might be seeking. So it kind of depends on the medium, but it's a great point. It's a great question. And what we try to do ahead of time with our clients is talk through all of that, right? Is to say, look, we can anticipate maybe making some changes or reallocations, within the first few days. Or if this isn't working after day two, we might want to look at creative or, some other variable.
Sure. Great. Okay. So tip number two to recap is make sure you've got better attribution to your campaigns. You're taking a look at that. All right. What do we got for number three here, Chuck?
Number three is a new media approach that's kind of been making waves over the last year or two. And I would love your listeners to be aware of this. And that is to consider implementing an omni-channel media approach. Now, before the internet, as you know, we all used to subscribe to our favorite magazines and watch the same TV networks and read the newspapers and maybe had our two or three favorite radio stations in town. It was a much smaller media universe to reach your target audience if you were an advertiser. But now, media distribution and consumption have dramatically changed forever. Consumers are obviously searching for specialized content across sites and apps and devices and different platforms. And while that may sound like a really tough challenge to an advertiser, the good news is, even though the customers are no longer in the same place, there is a way to reach them all. And that's with this omni-channel media approach. And really what it means is it's the ability for us to invest in commercial inventory, whether in the digital space, in real time, on all sorts of digital advertising space. So we can run display ads, audio ads, video ads across all the various digital media channels. We can cross-device target, right? So maybe somebody was on their computer at work and they saw an ad for a particular product or service, and then on the way home, we were able to remind them on their mobile device of this product or service. So we can cross-device target on their device of choice. We could, with this approach, retarget or remessage leads, to help convert somebody into a sale. But here's the best part from my perspective as a media planner and buyer. We're controlling all of the client's media investment and seeing results in real time. So yes, to your question before, sometimes these take a few days to get a pattern going and a rhythm going. But the reality is once we see that, we can shift media dollars to a particular tactic that's offering, you know, maybe it's better awareness, better click-through rate, better view-through rate or completion. We can monitor how each creative or promotional offer is performing relative to the cost of its placement. So again, there's all of these measurements and monitoring that are going on. And then we can quickly reallocate budget to a device or a targeting strategy that's driving more conversion or whatever the goal is the client needs. That's the key. It's being able to not just make a media buy, set it, it has to run its entirety, and then, geez, I wonder if it worked for us. No, those days are over. This is a very dynamic, lively management of a client's media investment that allows us to get in and out of particular tactics or strategies so that the final outcome, the final campaign performance does really, really well. And here's the trick. The trick is that it requires the right technology and the right expertise, you know, and I dare say one team to manage it, right? I think what's happening today is a lot of clients are spreading out digital buys across, you know, different services. Maybe they have somebody in-house doing a piece, have an agency doing one piece, and maybe another service doing another piece. I even had a client the other day call me. His radio station is selling him digital media now. I'd caution them on that because to do this right really requires the technology platform being managed by a single team, you know, to get the results that they want. I can say our results have been super impressive with this type of approach. We're driving greater awareness at a lower cost. We're providing a larger, a better engagement rate for our campaigns, and ultimately, it's driving better conversion. So use an omni-channel approach, or whoever your service provider is, ask them about that and see if they can test that for you.
You know, and to tag onto that, Chuck, as you talk about having a team manage this, even if you work with more than one agency or if you're buying directly, you have to be able to have those members of your team, if it's a greater team, not just one single company, be able to communicate so you can at least know what one hand's doing and the other one is doing something completely different. I mean, it's something I see all the time with some of our clients that it's just that internal communication has to be online for or on target altogether for that really to work well.
That's so true. And, you know, look, it's an ideal world that I describe where maybe one team could be managing this. I understand clients and I understand their needs and I understand that they have maybe particular people that they really trust and like to do a particular job. We're not going to disrupt that. You mentioned M3D, which is our proprietary system in-house. And what we've created is a client dashboard. So, you know, clients, if they want us doing all or just part of their campaign, they have access to it. Their partners could have access to it. So everybody's on the same page to reach that ultimate goal. But that's a great point that you make.
Well, hey, very good. Let's just do a quick recap here. Tip number one was to negotiate and ask for more. Tip number two is make sure you are looking for better attribution. And then number three is the omni-channel media approach, looking at your variety of options. Well, tell us, Chuck, if listeners want to get in touch with TEC Direct or with you independently, how's the best way for someone to go about doing that?
Best way is really just go to our website, and that's TEC-direct.com. That's TEC-direct.com. We're located in Chicago, and we service clients and advertisers all over the country.
Sounds good. Okay, well, you ready to get on to the fun part of the show?
I'm looking forward to this part.
All right. So this is three for three. We give our listeners three tips, and then I give you three jokes, try to get you to laugh at least one of them. I have to tell you, I think I have very little chance at making you laugh on for these, Chuck. I know your game face, and you know, to quote Jay-Z, since you dropped his album last year, you know, he says one of his songs, "I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman," and I know that you're serious when you're on your game. So I think this is a tough challenge for me.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
All right. Well, let's start off with a little wager here. If you keep a straight face, you know what? I'll send you a Starbucks gift card. That's kind of my standard here. Does that sound good to you?
I like it.
Okay. If I can get you to crack a smile on one of these, get a little giggle out of you, then maybe you just you tweet up when the show launches.
Terrific. I love that. It's a good deal.
Okay. Great. Great. All right. Well, I got three jokes for you, and I picked these special for you, Chuck. These are all music industry related jokes, so I wanted to make this unique for you. Give you something.
I like it.
You'd feel, and I think they're pretty decent jokes. And let's just jump into it. So, joke number one: how do you find Will Smith in the snow?
How do you find Will Smith in the snow?
Look for the fresh prints. That was an audible groan. You heard that, folks.
That was a sigh.
Good. Okay. Well done. You passed the first test. Joke number two. Now, Chuck, you're a piano player, right?
I am indeed.
I think next time we get together, I'm going to have you tickle those ivories a little bit so I can hear that next time. But so this is a piano joke. What you can use this in your routine as well. What do you get when you drop a piano down a mine shaft?
What do you get when you drop a piano down a mine shaft? I don't know, Kurt. Tell me.
You get a flat minor.
You almost had me. You almost got me on that one.
Good. Well, I heard a little exhale there, but we're warming up the crowd here, and we're just going to jump right into joke number three, which is, how do you wake up Lady Gaga?
Ooh, that could have many answers. How do you wake up Lady Gaga, Kurt?
Poker face.
Now, see, that did get me. You did get me on that one. I love it.
I saved the best for last there.
Very good.
All right. Hey, Chuck, well played. Thanks for your time today.
I really appreciate it. It's a great program and happy to be part of it. Appreciate the invite.
This is Kurt Clyden, and I thank you for tuning in to another episode of 3 for 3. If you're not listening to the podcast through an app on your mobile phone, head over to the podcast app on your iPhone or to the Google Play app for Androids. Click on the search tool in the app, type in 3 for 3, that's the number 3, F-O-R, and then the number 3 again, and then subscribe so you can get every episode automatically. We have some great episodes coming up, so I hope you join us for more. See you next time.
3 for 3 is produced by the marketing gurus at Clyden & Associates in Akron, Ohio. Clyden & Associates is a full-service marketing communications agency that has been in business since 1975. For more information about the company, please visit Clyden.com, that's Kleidon.com, or call 330-666-5984. If you're interested in being a guest on the show or sponsoring a show, please email Kurt, that's Kurt with a K, at Clyden.com. Until next episode, keep building a great business, and always, always keep laughing.